Hi, I'm going to give you a little demo of a project that I'm working on, which is called the Orc Dungeon. As you can see here, they are just a bunch of Orc files and also a Emacs lips file. And what I found is that if you have these Orc files, and then you have Emacs lips file as a source to control how to progress from one file to another, it will give you a game-like experience. And it's like the old game Myst. It was developed with the technology HyperCard for the Macintosh, and basically it's used a similar technology, so a similar interface to the developer was using that technology to develop the game. Concretely, I'm going to give you a demo of how the game look like. So this is a very vanilla Emacs setup. And then I open up the first Orc file, and the Orc file is just a bunch of text. So, but it tells you a story. So you wake up somewhere, and then there's a dog-like robot called Imi around you, and then it tells you what you should do following the instructions. So, for example, here it tells you, okay, down there's one thing called CodeBlock, and then you can evaluate it by pressing CCCC. So, and then we can just go there and then just evaluate the CodeBlock. So technically, it's just run the Emacs lips file because you can see here if you load Emacs lips, so it just evaluate that Emacs lips file. So I can just say CCCC, and then for this one, I just say yes, and then it will jump to another file basically. But in the game, I call it the plane, so it jump to another plane, and then yeah, so. In the other one, it's just saying that, okay, there is a function called IMI escape 10. But yeah, assuming that you don't have any experience how to use Emacs, so you have no idea how to do that. But down there, it's just saying that there is a key combination called CHF, and it will bring up the help system, and then you can read the help file of IMI escape 10. So you can just do that, for example, CHF, and then describe function IMI escape 10 here. So it will show you the help file, and then it says just saying that you can press MX, meta X, and meta usually map to odd. And then, yeah, and then you can just close this help file using CX1. So I'm just going to do that. And then yeah, I'm just try that MX and then IMI escape 10, right? So I will jump to another file, or in the game, you jump to another plane. And now you know that, okay, there's a function called IMI escape 12. And yeah, you can just do that IMI because you learned it previously, right? IMI escape 12, but this time it's asked you for a password, which you probably don't know, right? And then if you just type in anything, it will just say incorrect password. But yeah, it's part of the learning experience because previously you learned that you should use the help file, help system, right? To read the help file of a function. So you can just use the help file to look for the help of IMI escape 12. And then yeah, just the help file will just say that, okay, you should enter a password, and the password is IMI. And right, so you can just do that, right? IMI escape 12, and then now you know the password is IMI, right? So you can progress along these different files, and then if you, okay, it's like a game, but at the same time, it's also teach you something about how Emacs works. For example, like the previous one, you know that how to use the help file, for example. But in the later part, you will learn how to evaluate some Emacs lisp code, and also how to write some Emacs lisp code as well. And then you will learn the difference between interactive command and also the just ordinary function, for example. Now I just created a few org files, but I'm actively adding more org files so that we can have a complete kind of educational experience. And if you want to follow along this project, you can just go to my GitHub repository. And I hope you enjoy this little demo. Thank you.